Polls surge for Varadkar and government is the headline on the front page of the Irish Times this morning, above a picture of a very happy looking Taoiseach. The Irish Times Ipsos MRBI opinion poll carried out from Friday to Sunday of last week of 1200 people across the country showed a big jump in Leo Varadkar's and his government's approval ratings, but no change in support for his party and only a slim lead over Fianna Fáil. Pat Leahy is political editor with the Irish Times. He's with us this morning. Pat, tell us more about the main findings in this poll.
Yeah, well, it's no surprise, I suppose, that there's a picture of a smiling Leo Varadkar, because he's reason to be happy with this poll. Now, we should say that the timing was fortuitous for him in the wake of that meeting with Boris Johnson, which appeared at the time, whatever has happened since, as a very significant Brexit breakthrough. But we see a 15-point jump in Leo Varadkar's personal satisfaction rating and an 11-point jump in approval rating for the government. And what's important about that, I think, is that it arrests a long-term decline for Leo Varadkar. So people may remember that in the first year that he was Taoiseach, he was getting these stratospheric approval ratings. Fine Gael support was up very high as well. But since then, you've had an 18-month period of steady declines for Leo Varadkar. That phase and that trend appears to have now been arrested, and Leo Varadkar is back up there with very high approval ratings of 51%.
The numbers for party support, while they may not necessarily be replicated in a general election, one can argue that the trends are what you would look for to see what might happen. What can they tell us about party support?
Well, I think there's two things to say there. It's that the party support, as you say correctly, no big changes today. The one jump you do look at today is the Green Party, which sees its support double since our last poll in May, up to 8% today. And people will recall that they did very well in the local and European elections. So if there is the beginning of a pro-Green trend there, I think we're seeing evidence of it today. The other thing you would look at, I suppose, is small decline within the margin of error, albeit for Sinn Féin today. But again, look at the trend on that. 14% today, down 10 points from 24% a year ago. And while 14% is the same sort of level that Sinn Féin got in the last general election, they do have a well-established history of underperforming opinion polls in election results. So if there was an immediate general election, I think we could reasonably assume that Sinn Féin would get lower than 14% and would be on course to lose seats, possibly quite a significant number of them. The gap between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, not that significant, but there is a consistent advantage for Fine Gael. Last thing to say about that, I think, is that despite these big jumps for Leo Varadkar and for the government, despite a 60% approval for the government on the way it's handling Brexit and a 54% approval for the government on the economy, where is that in the Fine Gael number? And I think what that means is that while approval on these issues will get a hearing for Leo Varadkar from voters in any general election, they won't win it on its own for them.
8:30, I'll get to news headlines very shortly. Very briefly, Pat, if you're the Taoiseach looking at these opinion poll numbers, would you be tempted to go for an election?
Oh, I think you would, subject to that caveat that the missing bit in this is where is the rise in Fine Gael support. And, you know, these indicators that we see today are essentially backwards looking. Voters are looking at what Leo Varadkar has done, how he has led on Brexit, how he has led on the economy, on the budget, and they're signalling their approval for that. And that's an advantage for an incumbent government. Of course it is. But elections tend to be about the future. And while this may supply a hearing for Leo Varadkar, it won't win that election for him.
Pat Leahy, political editor with the Irish Times. Thanks for coming into us. 8:31.